With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Harris campaign is trying to reverse some of the damage done to her electability during the Biden years when inflation skyrocketed. The vice president is now proposing a ban on what she calls price gouging by food suppliers and grocery stores as part of a broader agenda aimed at lowering the cost of housing, medicine, and food. Many economists say it would backfire. Participants in the Israel-Hamas talks are hopeful about the prospects of a ceasefire agreement.
Mediators to the Gaza War ceasefire talks say the two-day talks wrapped up and they aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal a deal to stop the fighting. In a statement Friday, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar said the talks were constructive and conducted in a positive atmosphere. They hope to continue working on the details of the implementation in the coming days. The new push for an end to the Israel-Hamas war comes as the Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed past 40,000. And fears remain high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon could attack Israel in retaliation for the killings of top militant leaders. I'm Norman Hall.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the Biden-Harris administration continues to wreak havoc on the U.S. economy.
Senator Rick Scott released a statement after reports that the Biden-Harris Inflation Reduction Act, which Democrats claim would lower health care costs for American families, is causing insurers to significantly hike monthly Medicare premiums, with average bids for Part D plans expected to triple by 2025. In response, the Biden-Harris administration is trying to hide these increases by using government funds to subsidize those premiums, aiming to keep them artificially low. The senator said, quote, Biden-Harris rail against private insurance companies for the cost of health care and not paying their fair share in taxes. The administration gives billions in taxpayer dollars to those same insurance companies to hide a premium hike in an election year. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling out India, Michael Harrington reports.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department, urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
13 books have been banned from all public schools in Utah. It's the first wave of bans expected under a new law that prohibits books with pornographic or indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest levels in decades as parents have become more aware of what their children are being exposed to in the public schools. This is SRN News. COVID-19 has not gone away, and data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests it's actually on the upswing around the country. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn with a look at those numbers.
Federal health researchers, by testing for virus levels in wastewater, have found the highest levels since January, with more cases in the western and southern states.
This is to be expected.
Dr. Amish Adalja, an infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins University, explains why cases are spreading in the summertime.
People get hot, they go indoors where we know the virus transmits more efficiently. The vaccines that are currently available right now are not well matched to the variants that are circulating.
He says cases will likely pick up with the start of school and other viruses will circulate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.